hasn't received any state dollars for it since September. Director of Administration Rachel Wright says they're trimming back on some activities like field trips, slowed spending to a crawl, and taken advantage of more free events. She admits it's an uneasy time for the Boys and Girls Club Board, which will have to cut positions if the state continues to lag behind with funding. But Wright says such a move would bring on additional problems.
We also have to consider the fact that if we cut staff and we can't serve as many children, that affects the number of program dollars we're able to get, because the programs that the agencies that fund our programs want to ensure that we're serving as many kids as possible. If we cut back on the number of kids we serve, we also affect that kind of income as well.
Teen Reach serves youth between the ages of 11 and 18. Wright says the agency must continue running 6 to 7 different activities within the program, along with a base number of participants, in order to receive state dollars. She says the Don Moyers Boys and Girls Club is already facing a challenge as corporate donations have slowed down. Its board is also planning a couple of new fundraisers to coincide with those already planned. Great Dane Trailers will lay off half the workers at its Terre Haute, Indiana plant, following what the company calls tremendous cutbacks by its customers. The announcement that about 115 Terre Haute workers will lose their jobs December 19th comes a week after Great Dane announced that in January it will close its nearly 100-year-old plant in Savannah, Georgia, where the company is based. The closure and layoffs imposed by the maker of both dry and refrigerated trailers come after its customers have been hard hit by the struggling global economy. Illinois Senate Republican leader Frank Watson returned to Springfield today after suffering a minor stroke last month. Jenna Dooley has more on his return.
Watson was on the campaign trail for a Republican candidate when he fell ill with a stroke. The 63-year-old says he still has some weakness on his right side and is undergoing 3 hours of physical and speech therapy 3 days a week.
The rehab center, you can feel sorry for yourself. Like Dave, you lay there and feel sorry for yourself. But you go to that rehab center and you see what people are going through right in there. I mean, there's a heck of a lot of people worse off than I am. And I was a lucky one. I was one of the lucky ones.
Watson decided he will leave his leadership spot in the Senate after the first of the year. He will remain a member of the Senate, however. Watson says doctors told him he's in good health, but he has a family history of stroke. Watson returned to Springfield this week to vote in a closed-door meeting for his successor, Senate Republican leader Christine Rodonio. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Authorities say a Decatur man is in custody in connection with his wife's death. Macon County Assistant State's Attorney Jay Scott says Brent Vest was arrested on a first-degree murder warrant. Vest is being held at the Macon County Jail without bond. Scott says formal charges won't be filed until he works his way through evidence in the death of 29-year-old Christina Vest. Her beaten and stabbed body was found Tuesday in the couple's Decatur home. Police arrested Brent Vest yesterday in Quincy. He had two children with him, the couple's son and Christina Vest's daughter. Scott says the children, who are 7 and 11, are now in state care. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader, providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
Taking a look now at the weather, while cloudy skies and blustery northwest winds prevailed today in central and southeast Illinois, we saw gusts of 20 to 30 miles per hour in the region. Temperatures held nearly steady in the 30s or even slipped a few degrees. Scattered light snow showers and flurries developed over central and southeast Illinois by the afternoon, and light snow showers briefly reduced visibilities to 1 in 3 miles over southeast Illinois along and south of I-70. An upper-level disturbance will pass southward across the Ohio Valley this evening, with light snow showers and flurries diminishing over the Midwest. Brisk northwest winds will continue lake-effect snow showers through tomorrow, downwind of the Great Lakes, where snow accumulations are likely. Strong Canadian high pressure over the High Plains will drift east across the Mississippi Valley tomorrow and into the mid-Atlantic states on Saturday. This will clear the skies from the west tonight and continue below normal temperatures. An upper-level disturbance near the Pacific Northwest will move into Iowa by Saturday morning, and that will bring them a chance of light snow at that time. Let's take a look now at Ed Kieser's forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area. It calls for mostly cloudy skies tonight, with some flurries during the evening hours, then clearing overnight. Breezy and colder, the low 17, northwest winds 12 to 24 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny, the high 32, northwest to west winds 8 to 16 miles per hour. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, the low 18. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Saturday, the high going up to around 40. It's 31 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana at 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now we're going to hear more about the late afternoon plunge in the stock market. To get a sense of how far the markets fell, the S&P 500 lost 6.7%. It dropped to its lowest level in 11 years. Once again, a cascade of bad economic news preceded the sell-off. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. And Jim, we're going to have to start reserving you a daily slot on the program if this keeps up. What's behind today's big drop?
Yeah, there's a kind of depressing familiarity to all this, isn't there?